Everyone has a story to tell, but it may not be the story you'd expect. This summer, an Anchorage nonprofit called StoryWorks focused on helping students who arrived in the state as refugees tell their stories. Last week, I joined them and their mentor as they lounged on couches at UAA, telling each other about their lives.
Did you learn something from
that day?
All of them, Tony interjected in Swahili, translating for her new friend, Faraha Stefania. Both girls are originally from the Congo, but Mtoni's family fled the war-torn nation to Rwanda before she was born. Stefania's went to Mozambique. They met for the first time at East High in Anchorage late last year. But that's not the story Stefania has chosen to share. She's talking about a time when she was 12 years old and playing soccer with her friends back in Mozambique. Her little sister calls her to come and eat, and she refuses to go. When she finally heads home, 2 hours later, the food is gone. Her sister laughs because she's received extra, and her mother admonishes her, "If you like soccer so much, then you can eat it." Safani says she learned to listen to her mother. So why tell this story? She just thought of it when chatting, and that's the whole point. Stories are just moments to help people understand each other. That's why 11-year-old Khalil Adace participated in the program. He was born in Anchorage, but he loves storytelling and wanted to learn about the other kids.
A lot of the kids have stories to tell, so it's like this is like a big camp for them because they have big stories from their country that they told here, so it's pretty big for me to come here.
Adace learned about a girl who climbed a tree, was distracted by a monkey, and ended up in the hospital getting shards of wood pulled from her arm. A boy told about the disappointment of leaving home for a cold place, but eventually making new friends. Jessica Kovarek, the program director of Refugee Assistance and Immigration Services, says these stories can help the community understand people from other nations.
We really wanted to give the youth an opportunity to have some voice and to learn to tell their stories and recognize how powerful their stories are and how much they have to share with the community.
Iklas Dubed shares the story of her first bee sting just a month ago.
Then I ran around, then came. I was out of her breath, so I was all like this, it hurts. Then the bee was still on my hijab, so I took it off.
The sting taught her what goes around comes around. She laughed at other kids who were stung, then was hurt herself. But telling the story taught her.
Don't be scared to tell other people that you don't know.
Do you feel more brave now?
Kind of.
Race helps resettle about 100 to 140 refugees in Anchorage each year. StoryWorks started in 2014 and teaches high schoolers from around the community to find their voices.